When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Call or visit ComcastBusiness.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for a mortgage bank to help you make your next major mortgage move? Whether it's a refi or home purchase, regardless of whether it's your first one or one of many, consider our friends at Stockton Mortgage. But don't just take our word for it. Stockton Mortgage has over 70,000 five-star reviews and counting. Just like this review from Joshua, who says this about his experience with Stockton. They were super professional. Always answered my questions I had and streamlined the process. I could not ask for better people to help me and my family get our first house. I feel blessed to be able to go through them. Be like Joshua or the 69,999 others just like him and get started with Stockton Mortgage today by going to Stockton.com and get started. I've even used Stockton Mortgage myself on my own home loan. For your home loan needs, Stockton.com and click Get Started. Stockton Mortgage, NMLS, 8259 Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, consumeraccess.org.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back, Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio, 859-280-2287 here at the KS Bar and Grill. We are now open and ready to rock. We got Ryan, we got Drew, and we are doing our thing here on a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Here in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm amazed at the comments coming in on the text machine about the Botox. Apparently, I guess I'd heard of this, but I didn't make the the connection in my head. People have Botox parties where everyone comes to someone's house and they bring in a person to shoot Botox in everyone's faces.
Yeah, that sounds safe. I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah. I don't think I do either. One person writes, Matt, there's a school in Louisville, I won't say which one, where while you're waiting to pick up your kids, people walk around and will give you Botox.
No,
I don't believe that.
No way.
That can't be right, Shannon. That cannot be right that you can pull up to the school lane and get shot with Botox in your face while you're picking up your school.
I've never heard that, but I wouldn't doubt that it's true.
Do you think that's true?
Like soccer moms probably would be the
– First of all, let's guess what school.
Christian Academy of Louisville.
Yeah. It's not a bad guess if you were going to guess which one it was. Maybe like one of the Assumption or Sacred Heart. I don't know. It's hard for me to believe,
though. I hope
it's
not true. If you can't go pick up your kid at school without needing a quick Botox shot,
but you know, if you're a young entrepreneur, that's not a bad gig to do. Yeah. Just go down the car line.
You're asking for a lot of
liability there.
Don't go walking around squirting people. All right, that's not what we're going to do at any line. Let me ask you, Botox is like a live bean, isn't it?
I don't know. Sounds good. This feels like a topic we'll be.
No, I mean,
on.
I think Botox is like a. It's something. What is it? It's a toxin, but it's alive, right? Like it's a.
I don't know. I know you can
it's
get
alive.
It for like.
What are you thinking?
They're
putting like animals in
now.
You?
Like,
look up what Botox is. Just look up what it is. It's like some sort of bacteria.
Botox is a drug made from a toxin produced by the bacterium Clostridioides. Words I can't say.
But it is a. It's not dead. right? Like, it's a live bacterium. You're shaking your head. Does that is live not a word to use with bacteria? It's fair. Okay, that's right. It's like a live bacteria. Like, it's – I don't want to say it's crawling because that makes it seem like it's an animal, but it's – I don't know.
It's active.
Yeah, it's like running around and dancing when it's in your face, I think.
Well, yeah, I think I'm good on that. I'll pass.
It's supposed to, like, what? Like, fill in wrinkles? But people now are using it for migraines. Like, guys are getting it for migraines.
No, I think people do. I think it actually does both. I do. No, people will get it for migraines.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying it's not a good thing to get. I'm just saying I'm not doing it in a school line while I'm listening to the radio.
You're going into someone's home.
Yeah. Well, there's your medical advice for today. Did you see that Jason Kelce lost his Super Bowl ring in a vat of chili in Cincinnati?
I got to hear this story. Really?
Yes, he... Was he at a restaurant or was he at someone's house?
I didn't see the specifics.
I don't know.
Somehow
he had a vat of – he was working on, like, either eating chili or looking at chili, and his ring fell off into the chili, and he didn't realize it, and then they threw the chili away.
Oh, my goodness.
And he thinks the ring is gone
forever.
Oh,
no.
I have the story here. It was an inflatable tub of Skyline chili, and it was part of the brothers have an event that they hold at Cincinnati.
So it was a Skyline.
An inflatable tub of it, according to the story.
Wow.
And they threw it out.
They had a bunch of replicas in there, and then one actual Super Bowl ring, like the real one, and they couldn't find the real one.
Oh, so it didn't fall off. Okay,
no,
so I didn't get the story.
They intentionally put it in there.
I see. So he put his actual ring in there along with replicas.
To
and
have
whoever
other people,
got the
yes.
Whoever got the real one won the prize, and then they couldn't find the real one.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
No one would have left that property until that ring turned up. We would have had everyone on all fours looking for that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at some point you just give up and say, well, I guess it's not there. You know it's in there.
Yeah, I appreciate the idea of doing the contest. But I think I would have still used a replica of the real one. I don't think I would have put my real ring in there just for the chance you might lose it, right?
Right. How stupid.
I'm sweating just thinking about this story, man. What do those rings cost, like $20,000 or something?
Probably.
I'd go
and
higher.
He'll get another
really?
One. He'll get another one, but it'll never be the original one. Have you
wow.
– I feel like, and I have no basis for this, but I feel like you've come close at some point in your life to losing your wedding ring. Have you?
I was one of those guys. I just never took it off. Never took it
okay.
off. Yeah.
Well, that's good. I would. I just felt like you would have been somebody who misplaced it or something, but you never did that?
No. No, I've lost my Kentucky Wesleyan NCAA baseball tournament ring.
That's too bad. That was hard to replace.
I found it, but I felt I lost it for several years.
Well, good. Well, anyway, Kelce loses it in Skyline Chili.
I'm literally sweating just thinking about that.
He seems like the type, though, that might just laugh that off and appreciate having that story more than the actual ring.
I agree with you, silly enough
to be like, oh, lost my ring. You
know? Well, and they probably both are now – I mean, financially, in a sense, where if he wants another one, he can get it if he wants.
You know who's loving it is Skyline Chili getting all the extra advertising.
Skyline Chili getting a ton of advertising. Zach. Who's up next? Zach, go ahead, Zach.
Yes, sir. Good morning, everybody. First time, long time.
Hoo-ah. What's up?
All right, so a couple questions. First one is going to be on the rumors with Jones and the NIL deal. Do you think this is going to kind of force kind of putting a salary cap on that?
No, because you can't. So the legalities of all of this are very complicated. But this is how I understand the law as it is today. But I want to put the caveat that it could change because – so the reason there's a salary cap in the NBA, the NFL, baseball, et cetera, is because the players collectively bargain with the owners. And the players say, if you give us this – we will let there be a salary cap. Legally in life in America, you can't have a salary cap unless Congress tells you. So, like, for instance, I can't have a salary cap along with other restaurants on what we pay restaurant workers. That's not allowed. The reason baseball, basketball, and football and Ford and all these people can do it is they collectively bargain. Well, in college sports, there's no mechanism to collectively bargain. There's no way for the players to have a union and to bargain. So until that happens, I think any attempt at putting a salary cap on NIL will be considered illegal. The only way that can change is if Congress passes a law that says in the area of college sports, there will be a salary cap. Now, in my opinion, sir, that'll happen one day. At some point, Congress will do that. But until they do it, any attempt to put a salary cap, I think, will be found illegal under the law.
Gotcha, gotcha. Second question real quick also. With the Duthie era looking at, you know, testing the NBA waters, how far down do you think he needs to drop, you know, in the draft before coming back to Kentucky is more enticing and the better option?
I appreciate the call. I think coming back to college is going to be the better option for Adu Thiero because he is not going to get drafted. But at the same time, I don't know, Drew, does he just want to play in the pros? Sometimes guys want that. Mm-hmm. And then even if he comes back, what makes you think he's going to come to Kentucky, right? Like he can go anywhere else. So I would be very, very surprised if Adu Thiero plays for Kentucky next year.
Yeah, and I think if he does, goes through all the testing, he'll put up good numbers in the NBA. And if he goes back to college and takes another big step, he might be a guy that is on the boards big time next summer. But I don't know where he'll go in college. I think he's got some potential to make a big jump with another year, but I don't know if it'll be in
Lexington. And didn't he get in the portal before Cal left?
He did. That's what makes it interesting
to
me.
So like, he had a long list. They put out like 20 schools that they were in contact with.
Yeah, so I kind of I would be surprised if Adu even ends up at Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
Like I would assume that he just ends up at a different school altogether.
Well, I mean, his dad wasn't quiet on Twitter, and it might have been a Cal thing. You know, they didn't love playing time. I think if you just look at his dad's tweets and how things were run, so it might be – heck, Lexington might be more attractive now. We don't know what's going through his head, but he was quick to get in that portal when the season ended and had a lot of schools he was in contact with.
There were a couple guys who weren't thrilled with things last year. You know, he's one of them.
Well, he thought he was better than Justin Edwards. And he wasn't getting those minutes that he thought he should get.
And there's another guy that came off the bench that thought he was better than some of the people that were playing. So that's why I don't think – I mean, Cal got Z, but I don't know how many dudes that were on the team last year. I mean, do you think Aaron Bradshaw's going to go to Arkansas?
Oh, he went to Ohio State.
I'm sorry, you're right. That's right.
DJ Wagner.
He'll probably end up with DJ because the connection.
I think DJ Wagner will go there. But that
– Jordan Burt, I don't know where he'll end up.
I kind of think those are going to be the only two to go to Arkansas are DJ Wagner and Z.
And his freshman class, I mean, you've got
– they're not going to all go.
Well, Jaden Quaintance was the prize in that. He's looking at other schools, including Louisville.
Richmond will go.
Yeah, he's got the Cal
connection. Billy Richmond will go. But the thing about Boogie Fland is I'm not sure if he'll go to the same school DJ Wagner goes.
That, and if Boogie Fland and Jaden Quaintance don't follow Cal, those were two of the big prizes in that class. I mean, if he ends up with Somto, Billy Richmond, and you
and
know,
Carter Knox.
Yeah, I mean – those are still guys with some potential, but that's not the one-and-dones that I think you need to succeed.
Would you rather Jaden Quaintance go to Louisville or Arkansas if those were the two choices? Because I think those are two of the three
Arkansas.
Or four choices. Which
I don't want baby Mark Pope in Louisville getting some good momentum to start his career. So
Say Arkansas?
I'd rather Cal just keep Quaintance than Louisville getting some momentum.
What about you?
Yeah, that's a good argument. You don't want Louisville to get anybody good.
I want them to stay dead.
Yeah. I mean, you know, 12 wins over 2 years. He's got a lot of pressure to try to top that.
Yeah, I would say Arkansas, too. I think that I'm kind of with you. I don't want to see Kelsey get it going.
Yeah.
And Quaintance would help him doing that. Who's next?
Jason.
Jason. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I grew up in Eastern Kentucky. I live in Louisville now, so I appreciate you taking up for that area of the state. Also, my kids go to Christian Academy of Louisville. I called in before – I was already on the line before the Botox stuff, so.
Do you think it's is it – do they do that at Christian Academy of Louisville? Do they shoot you up with Botox while you're in line?
I can verify I've never seen it happen personally.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Good. We'll scratch that school off.
Yeah, the only thing we do up there is win football championships.
Yeah, cheaters. All right, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I have no basis.
Anyway, I mean, I got – so many comments, like I said. I just yesterday when I was listening to the show, I was thinking that we need to stop talking about Mormons because people are going to think we're a Mormon school now at UK. Might lose some recruits that way. I'm kind of joking, but I was like, man, all this Mormon talk. I hope it doesn't run anybody off. But anyway,
I don't know that. I mean, we're not. we're not implementing Mormon requirements here. So I don't think, like, I don't see Mark Pope saying no women at UK. I don't think that's going to happen. So I don't really think having that connection will hurt.
Yeah, I was just trying to stem the tide with that. But my main question was, what do you think draft night is going to look like? I mean, Rob's going.
I don't know. It's going to be fascinating.
May go.
I'm draft night will be fascinating.
Like, will Cal be noticeably absent, or will he be
know.
Like?
It's a great question.
Guys, like,
well, let's talk about that for a minute. I appreciate the call. I'm going to be in Europe, so I won't get to watch it. You are going to have to tell me. Cal. So the two guys, only two of our guys will get invited into the green room will be Rob and Reed. I don't think, even if other guys go in the draft, they won't be in the green room. My inclination is Cal would go and sit with Reed. But at the same time, Jeff is going to want to help Mark. Mm-hmm. So is Mark sitting there too? I'm not saying Cal wouldn't sit with Rob. But that's a little harder for me to see for a variety of reasons. I know Cal will support him, but would he be at the table? I don't know. What do you think happens on draft night?
I think he will absolutely be there to support those two guys.
But who's inviting him to sit?
That's the question. Where will he sit? I think he'll probably bounce back and forth between the two tables.
Is he wearing Arkansas gear?
He'll wear a red tie or red something, I believe.
I don't know.
But I think he'll be there to show his support.
So will Mark Pope be there?
He was never his coach.
He's not the coach.
So. He's also good friends. I mean, like,
Jeff's
known Reed since he was born.
Well, yeah, but he still wasn't his coach. I mean, you think he's just going to invite everybody that was a friend of his dad into the green room because he was friends?
Well, it's not that. Jeff could help Mark by putting him in that room
that's
and just
I'm
having
saying.
Him on TV.
If Jeff invites Mark to sit there, that would help Mark.
Is it up to Jeff, though, or is it up to Reed? I mean, it would be up to Reed.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would assume Cal will be there. Pope will not.
I assume that also.
If I was going to make the prediction, it would be Cal sitting at Reed's table. That's my prediction. But I also won't. I don't know.
I mean, no scenario would surprise me. I don't know how strong their personal relationships are right now. Either. The Pope-Shepherd things, I kind of find it hard to believe Cal would be at that table just because you're
– I agree.
He's the Arkansas coach.
I think it'll be interesting. Hey, sound the trumpet, Shannon.
Oh, that's my cue to, like, play a trumpet or something?
Yeah, that's okay. Because when we do this, I say sound the trumpets, and then if you don't sound them, then I just
thank you
very much. All right, it's horse racing time. And DK Horse is an official DraftKings affiliate.
They are.
DK Horse has a 100% bonus. Now, remember, up to $250 you put in, you'll get that much in bonus bets. But put it in when you're ready to use it within 7 days, okay? Put up to $250. I'm doing it just so you know. I'm waiting until Derby week.
So that somebody asked me, is it can you carry on this promotion through Derby week?
Yes, this will go through Derby. So I'm going to wait till Derby week and then put it in. But you can do it now if you're going to Keeneland Saturday, right? It's DK Horse. Download the app. 100% bonus up to $250. But the code is KSR Horse. It's not just KSR. You got to put in the horse. KSR Horse on the DK app. I'm going to make you read this.
Oh, this is it's really long.
Go for it.
All right. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states. To open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit. Up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires 2-game playthrough or settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Very nicely
you
done.
You get to do that every time.
Oh,
we'll be right
no.
back. This is Kentucky Sports Radio. Welcome back. It is KSR 859-280-2287. Text machine 772-774-5254. Botox, by the way, stands for botulism toxin. Did you know that, Shannon?
No. Botulism is like a food, like illness, isn't it? Botulism?
I don't know.
I think it is. Like a food like
but that's
a
what it's
food
said. That's the Botox. See? You learn something new here every day. Can I tell you what I'm not ready for, Ryan?
I'm ready.
I am doing the official post-game show for every round of the NFL draft.
Oh, nice. Right in your wheelhouse.
No. I was going to spend the last two or three weeks studying, but I've been a little distracted.
Yes.
And I'm not ready.
It's coming
the
up,
ESPN
too.
ESPN is sending me today their, like, 300-page packet.
Wow.
Of NFL draft information, and I'm not ready. I mean, I'm excited about it because it's cool. It's a good opportunity for me and Myron, but I don't know any of these people.
Lean heavily on Myron.
Luckily, I just have to do rounds 1, 2, and 3. So, but round 2 and 3 is the one I'm worried about.
Well, given the current projection, sounds like a big opportunity for Andrew Phillips, the guy you'll know in that area.
So Kentucky has three guys now projected in round 3 or 4. Drew Phillips, Trevin Wallace, and Ray Davis. Drew Phillips is like creeping up to maybe even getting into the second round.
The Athletic has him in their big one, and they do a good one. They have him in the second round.
So how about that?
You know, I remember thinking the same thing about Carrington Valentine, man. I didn't even think he should go pro. He ends up going high, get nice start for the Packers. I thought the same thing about Drew Phillips, man. I'm like, why is he going pro? They're obviously proving me wrong because he's going to be a high draft pick.
ESPN says this is an historically weak draft for linebackers, but has Trevin Wallace as the 5th best linebacker in the draft.
Wow. No kidding.
Both of those guys, if you'd said that this time last year, we'd be shocked. But with Andrew Phillips, Kentucky's got a little bit of a DBU going on.
Yeah, they do.
It's crazy to say that for Kentucky football to have cornerbacks and safeties going to the league, but that Mark Stoops has been pretty consistent. And not just guys that go in and get a sniff at it. I mean, there's guys that are longtime starters at this point. Mike Edwards has 2 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah. Lonnie Johnson's been in the league for a while.
Yeah,
lots of guys.
Chris Westry played forever. Yeah. He'd keep finding a way on.
Even like a Brandon Echols just recently, a few years ago.
I got to learn something, Shannon, because I know the top 3 quarterbacks. Yep. I think there's a guy named Kool-Aid. We got who else? The Harrison, the wide receiver.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
Don't forget Caleb Williams and his fingernails.
Cat Williams.
No, Caleb Williams.
Caleb. Oh, no, I know the 3 major quarterbacks. Caleb Williams, Jalen Daniels, and Drake May.
At the start.
You're rolling now.
Joe Alt. That'll be my Titans
Who's
pick.
Joe Alt?
He's a tackle. We need a tackle to protect Will Levis.
All right, I'm going to say him a lot. Joe Alt.
Notre Dame.
Isn't there a guy? Yeah, that's the extent of my knowledge.
Don't give away all your secrets because you don't just do your whole radio show now.
Yeah, Myron may be listening, stealing all your lines.
Brock Bowers at
there
Georgia.
Yeah.
There's 4
Look
guys.
Look at this expert.
Dude.
Were you at the combine? Who's up next? You can know all these people.
Brad.
Who's up next? Brad. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Just a little scuttlebutt on a premier shooter from the Northeast NYC area. Just out of respect for the kid and a very close friend of mine that I sat down and had some time with yesterday. A lot of outlets are reporting that he's staying in the Northeast. From what I got out of the time,
okay, you're speaking way too vaguely. Just let me bring it down to you. Are you saying there's a kid from the Northeast that will be coming to Kentucky?
Possibly,
but possibly is not an answer. Like, is Kentucky talking to him?
Well, yeah, I mean it's already out there. But what I'm saying is. Easily you can find out. He's from New York City.
All right, so hang on. From New York City, he's a shooter.
He's one of the best 3-point shooters in the country.
Last year,
okay.
in college basketball?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're saying you think Kentucky's got a good shot at it?
Yes, because let me tell you why. So my good friend was a transplant from New York City. He's been in the area for over 20 years. I'm from Louisville.
Okay, I just got 30 seconds. You're going to have to make it.
I'm rolling. Anyways, he spent time in Lexington, my friend. And anyways, the kid values, he's a very faith-based kid. And he values the kind of lifestyle in the Midwest. He really likes it. And so
this is just to be clear. This is a guy that played college basketball last year in the Northeast and was one of the best three-point shooters.
No. He was in a Midwest school.
Okay, all right, I'm going to have to let you go. He's in the Midwest school from the Northeast, one of the best three-point shooters. He thinks he's going to Kentucky. Figure out who that is, Drew. We'll be right back.
I'm on it.
Jay Smith, personal injury attorney. Call TJ. He'll make him pay.
Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
All right, welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio. All right, so let's go over the context clues that guy gave, besides he was having lunch with his friend. He said that the kid was one of the best three-point shooters in the country last year.
Yes.
He's from the Northeast.
Yes.
Everybody thinks he's staying in the Northeast, but he went to school in the Midwest.
Yes.
And now he thinks the kid's going to go to Kentucky. A lot of you are writing a description of who this could be. Let's see if you agree with this. Kobe Brea, or is it Bray? Brea.
Oh, the Dayton kid?
Because Kobe Brea is from New York. He was a 49% three-point shooter. Mm. People think he's going to Villanova or UConn, and he went to Dayton.
And he's already on the list of people UK are interested.
He's already been contacted, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think? Does that sound like that might be the right description there?
Yeah, I thought it was Ramel Bradley for a long time. I didn't. But, yeah, UK's already contacted that guy from Dayton. That's one we know that.
So now this dude, we're going to call him, Shannon, Lunch Scuttlebutt.
Okay.
All right. Because he had lunch with a person, and so he says this is happening from lunch. Lunch Scuttlebutt says Kobe Brea to UK. We'll find out whether you can believe, Drew, the things you hear at lunch.
Also, I'm thinking Dayton's not that far away. You could easily have lunch with someone from Dayton if you're a Kentuckian. You know, the Midwest is so big.
Well, he said he had lunch with his dad.
Oh, with his dad. Well, still, dad might be close to Dayton. I just like that it's a school near the Bluegrass, adding to it. I looked up a kid I thought was it, and then I pulled him up, and he attempted 0 3-pointers last season, so I'm going to scratch him off my list. But he was from New York.
Kobe Brea shot 49%.
That's good.
That would seem to make sense.
Yep.
The early chatter has been Northeast. Mario, I feel like we just got to see his lunch scuttlebutt correct.
You know, usually when you get something like that, there's usually a little truth in there. You know, it may not be completely true, but there's always felt like there's a little nugget of truth in there.
Speaking of scuttlebutt, I have a source who has just written me. Who told you the big secret of women in the carpool lot getting at Christian Academy of Lexington getting Botox?
Oh.
So I wrote them and I said, is it true? And this was a response. There is a girl who does it.
I knew it.
She's an allergist. And then there's more details that I will not say. So there you go.
I knew it.
So how about that? Not only did someone – that was scuttlebutt that was true.
That's true.
This is someone that's in the carpool lots who has written and told me.
This happens a lot, but right now I think about the people who are like, I want to learn more about Pope. I'm going to turn on KSR. I'm just going to fill out what they're talking about in Kentucky.
Let me ask you something.
And we're talking about
Botox.
Do
you think you're going to remember – what is going to be more remembered from this show? You think you're going to remember what we said about these players? No. Are you going to remember that when they're waiting to pick up kids at Christian Academy of Louisville, they're getting Botox shots?
Absolutely.
I'm going to remember it.
I think
every time they make a state championship, I'm going to be like, hey, come to KS Bar. We have somebody outside giving Botox.
You know, you, Ted, Drew, and I could do schedule whatever we want for the 2 months you're in Europe.
No, we're not doing Botox here. We are not.
Have a big Botox party right here.
We are not having a KS Botox party.
Free Botox for the first 50 people.
That's right. Buy one meal, get a Botox shot.
Yeah.
10 wings and Botox.
10 wings. It's Botox day. Taylor Swift trivia tonight, by the way, Botox
free
this evening. Who's next, Shannon?
Grassy Creek.
Grassy Creek. How are you, Grassy Creek?
Boys, I'm doing the best. I think a lot of you boys, Matt, you've always been pro-Eastern Kentucky. We need to call the dollar store folks to combat Jerry, the chicken people, and Walmart's.
That's true. And you know, dollar store, people don't realize Dollar General started in Allen County, Kentucky, and we need to get them to chip in because there's one on every corner in Eastern Kentucky.
And one last thing, I predict in the next 2 years you're going to get married, possibly to a Mormon, and you boys have a good day.
Wow.
Now, that's quite
a
prediction.
Specific.
My guy says I'm going to get married in 2 years to a Mormon.
Must be a fade this listener. You were very big on the Mormons on our podcast.
Do you think Mormons are nice?
They're very nice.
They're very nice. I don't know that I'm going to marry one, But I do think they're very nice.
We'll get used to them. It's going to be a part of our basketball culture for the near future.
Yeah. There's going to be this is going to be like we're going to get the best Mormon player in the country whenever they happen, if they want them. I mean, that's going to happen.
I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Jimmers out there. I love Jimmer.
Yeah, that's remember. Jimmer Fredette. What if he had come here?
Yes.
Danny Ainge. Brandon Davis was their player.
Like I said, Duke had a couple over the years. I can't remember who they were, but they got a few for a little bit of time. So who else has been good at BYU over the years besides Jimmer?
Sean Bradley.
That's right. You know, everybody makes fun of Sean Bradley. He was really good in college.
Yeah, he
was not a good pro, but in college he was a really good player.
Yep.
I think he was a decent pro. The problem is anytime he got dunked on, it just looks so different than everyone else get dunked on. So a lot of his pictures and memories are he's on the wrong end of place.
That's right. Who's up next?
Adam.
Adam. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys. Just a quick question and a comment, if I can.
Go for it.
If we got rid of the CBS Classic, what's the possibility of picking up the North Carolina series again?
Possible. I think that's possible. I said Big 12. It's actually ACC. I said we played a Big 12 game. It's actually now the ACC SEC Challenge. What I could see, sir, maybe more than the CBS Classic is just they set it up to where Kentucky every year in that SEC-ACC is either playing Duke or Carolina. I mean, this year we had to play Miami because of both the CBS and Champions Classic. What I think is going to end up happening is eventually they just make the SEC-ACC Classic where Kentucky's playing Duke or Carolina every year. That's just my guess.
That's cool. And you guys were talking about yesterday, you used to wearing something embarrassed back in the day. Which one of you all wore JNCO jeans?
Oh, me. Definitely hand up. Me.
Did you really?
What
is that? I don't know what that is.
They were pants that were so baggy you could barely walk in them, and they were very expensive. But I was a JNCO guy for a few years. More of a skating culture. I didn't skate. I guess I was a poser.
I know what you're talking about. When I worked at Hart's Dry Cleaners down on Broadway, and that was when those things were popular, and guys would come in and just get, like, starch. No, they would get those things starched to where they were so stiff. So, like, I worked at Hart's Dry Cleaners right there on North Broadway, close to the baseball stadium.
Yes.
I worked there for 2 summers, and it was the time when people all would get their jeans. It was mostly African-Americans would get their jeans starched, like as starch-tastic as they could.
Like you could break them over your knee.
Exactly. And so they'd come, they'd get the starch, and then all I did, I didn't know how to do anything. I just would take them from the back and walk up and go, that'll be $14. And then people would go, not enough starch.
Whoa.
And I'd be like, this thing is standing up on its own.
Block.
And they'd go, I need more starch. And I'd have to walk to the back and they'd go, more starch. Then they'd come back the next day, and still not enough starch. So I have memories of that era.
Well, I appreciate that caller. I needed him yesterday. That is definitely my answer when I was trying to think of the embarrassing things I wore. I think it was 7th grade, and my mom wouldn't even let me get the super baggy ones, and I'd wait till they're on sale, but mine were still pretty dang baggy. JNCOs were a look.
JNCOs. I've never heard that phrase, but now I know what I was holding.
Oh, they were gigantic.
Yeah. Who's up next?
Candy.
Candy. How are you, Candy?
Hey, I'm good. I just want to first say that I started watching when Jimmy Dan Connors was playing. And I have not been this excited about our cat since Rick Pitino came. So go,
that's
cat.
That's awesome. Good second, to hear.
Second, I missed the caller, but I heard your response about Eastern Kentucky. I'm from Bell County.
Oh, okay.
So my old Bell County family, the Ball family. I'm proud of my people.
Where in Bell County?
Middlesboro.
Middlesboro.
My family is the Ball Colson Feud Ball. I'm the Ball family.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, most people do. Have you ever been to the Historical Society down there? An old Andrew Carnegie Library. It's a great building.
I think I have, but they would have been a long time ago.
Okay, so they've got a new girl. She's great. She's got great exhibits up. And they are having a jazz festival June 21st to the 23rd that will benefit the Historical Society. And I would tell anyone, like, I love my people, And if you haven't gone down there, you need to go. You need to go out to the Pinnacle. Look to your left at the little town
Chain
of
Rock.
Look
That's
to
right.
your right at the little town of Harrogate and see the big LMU building with the cows.
I will tell everybody, we have to go to break. I'm sorry, but I appreciate it. And it is June 21st through 23rd. Millsboro Historical Society. Thank you very much.
Get people there.
All right. I appreciate it. There you go. You like everything Bell County.
Chamber of Commerce, Bell County, right there, a little commercial for them.
You like the Chain Rock?
That's the biggest joke I've ever seen in my life. That big old rock. Like, it's really going to fall down and crush the city of Pineville. So let's get this log chain up there and keep that
it's
big rock
log,
from falling.
It's steel.
We call them log chains.
Who does?
Most people.
Like who?
Who?
Loggers.
You hang out with a lot of loggers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know a logger?
No.
If you're feeling blue, Cornbread's here for you. April is National Stress Awareness Month. Cornbreadhemp.com. You ever tried this, Mario, the cornbread hemp? Full spectrum flower only hemp CBD. How's that sound to you? You ever have any trouble sleeping? Sometimes. Cornbreadhemp.com. Now's the time with your code KSR, 30% off. Try cornbreadhemp.com. Cornbread hemp to help you rest and relax. You know what Mario did yesterday?
What did he do?
He interviewed Jack Givens.
Nice.
My man is already getting big-time interviews. Jack Givens, was he nice? Did you like him? Well, good. Jack Givens.
He's UK royalty, Jack Givens is.
That's right. Mario is already, by the way, infinitely popular, more popular than any of us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, when we were at the Rupp Arena thing, there are just people coming up to him, like, hugging him. Like, he's much more popular than anyone else.
He and I walk through a lot of those former players, and they're all just running up to say hi to him.
Yeah, like people picking him up and stuff. Like, he's Owen Meany. Like, he's very – everybody loves Mario. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's KSR. They play, and the haters going to – that's tonight. They're going to shake it off here at the KS Bar and Grill for Taylor Swift trivia.
Everybody's playing for second.
It's by far the moment at KS Bar with the – there's only two times we have, like, 75% or more women here. One is Monique brings once every quarter an Orange Theory party.
Yes.
And that's a big one. The place will be full with Orange Theory people. And then the other one is Taylor Swift. Now, the twins who help write the questions are not going to be here.
Oh, they're not.
So they
– who's going to settle a dispute?
I guess me. And I don't know what – I don't know. So let's just hope there are no disputes. I'm trying to make them as, like, cut and dry as possible so that there won't be any disputes.
They were really good last time because there were a couple disputes, and they were just like, no. Like, there was no debate. It was like, no, you're wrong.
But they can't come. So
– oh, so you're on your own.
I kind of feel like I don't want to make the Swifties mad. And we're still three or four questions short, which is what I have to do this afternoon, and I don't know how to do it. So if there is anyone out there that has a Swiftie in your life that wants to contribute a couple questions, let me know.
Well, me and my Swifties have a team, and I'm coming to win. I called in a
middle
school girl. Shout out to Katie. She'll be joining us tonight, and I hope she has all the answers.
Yes. Well, apparently, this is going to be my Kentucky-branded tweet of the day, and that was my Whiskey Thief song of the day. Somebody writes, Ryan Lemon, as usual, is kind of right. They are called log chains, but it's not because they're made of logs.
No.
It's because we use them to tie down the logs as we're driving logs down the highway.
Yeah. We've always called them log chains.
Who's we? You keep saying we.
I think normal people.
Okay. So you're using we to mean humanity.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think we were included in that. Though.
You don't
like he was talking about a different group
like,
of people.
Do you get to be the person that speaks for all of humanity?
Well, I do when it seems to be stuff that's common knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, log chains.
Log chains.
That's going to keep that rock from crushing the city of Pineville.
Listen, I have to stand up for them. Has that rock fallen on the town yet?
Thank you.
Good point.
Does Pineville still exist?
They went
it
up
does.
There with that chain with one mission. It was to keep that rock from falling. And
how
still
would
there.
You feel? If you got rid of that chain because you think it's stupid, and then the entire city of Pineville was wiped out by a rock.
By this big rock. It's going to roll down the mountain. And
wouldn't you feel bad?
Well, it'll be on your hands.
Thankfully, Matt, they've got the floodgates that maybe will block that rock from crushing the town. The floodgates will stop it.
The Mount Laurel Festival's Memorial Day weekend, and it is a wonderful event, and it is in Pineville. You can go see all this for yourself. Who's next?
Cameron.
Cameron. Is Hillbilly Days this weekend?
I don't know.
Now, let me just say, I'm going to tell you.
Hey, are you?
All right, just one second. There are like four things in eastern Kentucky that I would tell you if you've never been and you want to get mountain flavor, you should go to. One is the Mountain Laurel Festival. One is Poke Salad Festival, which was in Wrestlers. One is Court Days.
In Mount Sterling.
In Mount Sterling. But there ain't nothing in this world like Hillbilly Days. I'm being like, you can go far and wide. You can go anywhere in the United States. And there are very few things that are singular, unique experiences. Would you agree with that?
I've never been. I've just heard stories.
Nothing like Hillbilly Days. I've been there twice. I took Ramel Bradley and Joe Crawford there, and they still bring it up to me, and they're like. And then I went a couple years ago. And I'm just telling you, if you ever get a chance, it's one of those. If you're from Kentucky, you need to one time in your life find your way down there.
All starts ahead, today, Tom. By the way.
It is this weekend, right?
Tonight, you can go listen to Them Dirty Vandals at 9 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
With music before that, too. Starts at 3, the music.
I might actually go tomorrow now that I know it's happening. I'm telling you, I thought it was this weekend. All right, go ahead, sir.
Sounds fun. Hey, fellas, thanks for having me. Couple of things. I'm Mormon, and I served a mission. And in grad school, so I have some insight on the conversation yesterday about half-court basketball.
Yes.
And also in grad school, I had a roommate who would do Botox in the kitchen.
So let me go back to that. So the half-court basketball thing, true?
Yeah.
True.
Well, it's true. It's a general rule for all the missions around the world. That is true, but mission presidents do have some autonomy, and they can.
Can I ask you I ask you a Mormon question? When you all find out where you're going, is it like a ceremony?
Well, we invite all our friends over and family over, and we read the
letter. Do you get any choice, or do they, like, it could literally be anywhere in the world?
Anywhere in the world. I got called to Winnipeg, Canada, which is the most random place
I've
in
been
the
to
world,
Winnipeg.
You know.
So
opinion.
I just want to put, hang on just a second. I just got a minute, and I want to kind of be clear.
Sure.
So you find out, I'm going to find out on this day where my mission is. And you don't get
any,
like,
thing.
It could literally be anywhere in the world, and then you just see it.
Yeah, I had nightmares about getting called to Japan. Just because I barely knew the gospel.
Make you very
I
anxious.
Didn't want to learn
so
a language.
So you decide so you open up, do you like open up a sheet of paper and then it says Winnipeg?
Yeah, well, there's a letter. From So the members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles call missionaries to where they're going. And a lot of times it's based on need, like where the church is growing or where there's, you know, a need. So
I just got like 20 seconds. I just am trying to. So you just open it up and then that's where you're going.
And that's where you're going. Yeah.
Wow.
And by the
that's
way,
amazing.
The half court thing, the half court thing is just simply they just want to avoid injury.
Yeah, no, I understand. All right, I got to let you go. I thank you very much. If you're looking to expand your professional network, or maybe you're an entrepreneur wanting to learn more about business trends, the Kentucky Chamber's having the inaugural Young Professional Summit Tuesday, April 23rd. That's next week. KYChamber.com/events. This is your last chance to sign up. KYChamber.com/events. Meet other young entrepreneurs, young Marios all over the state, young Billy R. Sports. It's all at KYChamber.com/events. Can you imagine opening up a sheet of paper and it just says Winnipeg?
Orlando.
We're headed tomorrow to
London.
London, Kentucky, Bluegrass Home Center. We will see you then. This has been Kentucky Sports Radio.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Watch sensational Grand Slam action on Tennis Channel as top stars clash at Roland Garros in Paris. Catch all the excitement.
What a shot! Come on now!
With Tennis Channel's comprehensive coverage as we bring you live matches and nightly encores, plus match previews.
That is awesome!
Don't miss one of the greatest events in all of sports, Roland Garros, the French Open. Daily live coverage on Tennis Channel, now through June 9th.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.